caravans on the mountains, one caravans from the sea, one caravans made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
studying what constitutes proof to prove the error of the lunar Sabbath. This is what this guy's going to do. He said, I have found that there are different levels of what constitutes proof in the mind of people. Some require just a little bit of evidence to support a doctrine or belief, and others require a lot of evidence to support a doctrine or belief. We need to be careful when we are relying on real evidence to support our belief rather than any interpretation of evidence. In my mind, the evidence used to prove the lunar Sabbath doctrine relies on a person to be already predisposed to believe in the lunar Sabbath in order to interpret the evidence in such a way that supports their doctrine. Well, I see. Well, now we're going to, maybe we're fixing to get into the what's wrong with the lunar Sabbath here. We're not trying to hide anything from, if the lunar Sabbath is not right, we need somebody to come on and debate Pastor Buddy. And not just hiding behind some pen or some typewriter to make your points. We need somebody live. We need a breathing being, so we can examine the heart of the doctrine. He says the heart of the doctrine is determining what truly constitutes a scriptural fact. Well, I agree with that. Now, he says the lunar Sabbath, he goes on to say, in his negative response toward the lunar, he said he's already figured this out and it's wrong. The lunar Sabbath ignores the current weekly seven-day cycle in use today, and uses the moon to determine when a new week begins and ends. Now, let me see here. Let me quote a scripture here, if nobody don't mind. This is in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 46, verse 1. The gates to the time clock is to be open only on the new moon. So now we've got this figured out. According to the Bible, if he wants some scripture, the gates to the new moon, time don't start until the gates open. Would everybody agree with that? And that's determined on the new moon. Now, what constitutes a new moon? Well, that's a dark moon. Now, he said to blow the shofar on the new moon. What for is to alert the people of Israel that there was a new beginning, a renewal, if you will, of the moon. And so I don't see any problem here, because in the next verse it said, and the Sabbath days, the lunar application is based upon, listen to this now, the new moon and the Sabbath days. Well, if you started from a new moon count, and we're going to give you scriptures where it says that certain lunar months, this is what he's going to say. I'm going to continue reading on here. Let me continue with what he says. The lunar Sabbath ignores the current seven-day cycle and used today, and uses the moon to determine when a new week begins and ends. So rather than observing the Sabbath on the seventh day of a recurring uninterrupted seven-day week, lunar Sabbatarians restart a weekly seven-day cycle near the beginning. I don't know why he put the near in there. Near the beginning of each lunar month. A lunar month follows the phases of the moon rather than the 30 and 31 day calendar in use today. Now, my question is here. See, he don't tell you about that calendar in use today. That's where Pastor Buddy comes in. I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. He wants you to accept the lunar calendar to be placed in the scrap pile, and then you accept the Gregorian calendar, the 30-31 day calendar that's in use today. He don't tell you what's wrong with that calendar, when all he's doing is pointing you to tell you what's wrong with the lunar calendar. And here's what he says: what's wrong with it? That it's used to start a new month. Well, isn't that biblical? Blow the shofar in what period of the month? On the new moon. Did the prophets observe the lunar calendar? Why, yes, Pastor Buddy. They did. Well, why isn't this gentleman observing the lunar calendar? Because he's a false prophet. You see, he throws out the biblical calendar and brings in the 30-31 day Gregorian calendar and says, it says on the calendar. Now, he's real smart, ladies and gentlemen. He's got this figured out. It says that Saturday is the seventh day. His calendar says that. And he doesn't go in to determine. He's just taking down the lunar calendar. He's not examining his calendar. His calendar is not on trial here. It's the lunar calendar. And, of course, he goes on to say, Yahweh's annual feast days are indeed. Now, listen to this. This is an admission on his part. I like this. This guy's almost there. All he'd have to do is just straighten out his lunar thinking to admit that it's biblical, which is what he's fixing to do here. Now watch it. Yahweh's annual feast days. Now let me see here. The feast day always starts on the 15th, right? Would I be correct in saying that, brother, that wrote this article, and you got it posted online where everybody on the internet can go see it? I don't want to give you a name because it might embarrass you. But if you put it out there, hang it out for public consumption, you should put your name on it. And you should stand behind it. And you should also tell us why that you believe that Saturday is the seventh day. Not because the Gregorian, Pope Gregory, said it was, and that you would have to go back to the beginning of the first day of the very day of creation and figure out what day that was, and make judgment proof that you really know what day that was. You don't have any point of reference other than the biblical time when Yahweh said, today, not back in the beginning of time. Today is the first day of the month for you. Now, where did he say that at, Pastor Buddy? Well, it's in there, brother and sister. Yahweh determined the day. Today, he said, is the first day of the month. Now, I don't know where Yahweh knew that that would have been 6 days before the beginning of time, so that it would correspond to the Sabbath. I don't really know. But I'm thinking that Yahweh is the one that sets the times. And the natural thing that he used, according to the Bible, was the heavens, the moon, and the sun. Now, what's wrong with that? You know, this brother don't say right now, I'm just getting into his own teaching. He does admit, it seems like to me here, he's saying that the annual feast days are indeed determined by certain days of certain lunar months, starting from the crescent phase of the moon. Yahweh's feast days are determined by certain days of certain lunar months. Now, wait a minute here. Certain lunar months. Now, I see what he's trying to say is the first month, which would be the month of Abib, that is a feast day, and that's the Passover day. And so that would determine we would have to switch back from the Gregorian calendar. Now we're going to have to bring in Yahweh's moon. But we don't really want to bring it in but twice a year. I don't really know that's what he's saying, and I'm paraphrasing here to try to make sense of what he's saying. Yahweh's Passover is the 14th day of the first month of each year. But lunar Sabbath keepers believe that the regular Sabbath falls on certain days of every month. They choose to keep the regular Sabbath. Oh my, he's got it right. On the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Now, they choose, he said. They, not Yahweh. He won't acknowledge this as Yahweh, but he said they choose to keep the regular Sabbath on the 8th. Well, now let me see here. Was the 8th day a Sabbath, Pastor Buddy, in the Bible? Can I read that Yahweh himself said that you bring this offering on the 8th day to the front of the tabernacle, and I will accept it on the Sabbath day? Well, of course. What about the 15th day, which corresponds to the opening of the Passover, and it ends on the 22nd day? Well, ladies and gentlemen, who would ever thought it? That the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th is confirmed with the Word, not Saturday. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Saturday is reckoned to be the Sabbath. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to apologize for these poor, miserable, false prophets that try to whitewash the truth and call it they say. They won't acknowledge that Yahweh said the 8th day is the Sabbath. And I've got plenty of references. I've taught on this in the past. You people that are listening to me teach know that I get frustrated with these so-calls that try to do away with Yahweh's true festivals, feast days, and the regulation of the Sabbath. If you count from the 15th, what would the next Sabbath be? It'd be the 22nd, would it not? Well, it just corresponds to the weekly Sabbath. Now, what he's saying, according to the Gregorian calendar, that could fall on the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, the 26th, or the 27th, or even the 29th, or the 30th. So you'd have to stagger your days out here. What he's saying, it's going to be extremely hard on you, but not me now. Now, if it was any truth, I've done studied this out, folks. I've got a personal business, and I could take off. It wouldn't hurt me a bit. Oh, it would hurt him, too. he would break ranks with the traditionalists that are keeping Saturday or Sunday. He knows that if he keeps the lunar, he's going to lose 99% of these people who are keeping the traditions of a calendar rather than the biblical calendar. And that's where Pastor Buddy comes in. I don't take no prisoners. I don't give no quarter, and I don't take none. When the Bible states its position, I'm going to stand on that if it hair lifts the devil and puts a kick in his back. You know why? Because I want to go to heaven. Just like this man has said, I want to get to the bottom of the truth. Because the lunar Sabbath ignores the current weekly Sabbath in use today. Now, wait just a minute. Let me go over that again. He's trying to say, oh, the lunar Sabbath believers ignore the current weekly cycle in use today. In other words, whatever's in use today, he thinks we ought to go along with it. And it just happens to be that Saturday is in use. Does that justify his stupidity when he's writing this article? And trying to reflect his belief and down the lunar Sabbath? He needs to come out behind the typewriter and get on live. And we'll get into this. Now listen to what he says. It depends completely and solely on the moon phases. Now one major problem that lunar Sabbath keepers face is the fact that there are extra days in the month which prevent them from being able to keep the Sabbath every 7 days. Ah, dear one. I wonder what it is. Now let me say. Well, let's see here. Let's go back to Luke chapter 6 and see what Yahweh's problem was. It said it came to pass that after two Sabbaths, now could that be a lunar Sabbath? Would you want to bet that the Messiah was observing a new moon Sabbath? Or a new moon phase where they didn't work. Oh, you say, oh, you can only read that. Here's how they justify that. Oh, that's only on the festival, like in Numbers 29. On the seventh month, you're not to do no servile work. Well, can anybody show me where they done any work on a new moon anywhere in the Bible on any day? Other than what I have taught you? You people that keep the lunar Sabbath, you know how difficult it is. You know you got to go against the grain. You know you're not popular. You know it was much easier to keep Saturday or Sunday. It pays more. Serving the devil pays serving Yahweh as a sacrifice. Now, the question is, do you want to be paid and rewarded for breaking Yahweh's commandments? Or do you want to sacrifice and suffer the result? As for me and my house, David said, I will observe the new moon. Blow the trumpet in the new moon! You think David worked on the new moon? You believe that he counted from the new moon to the next Sabbath like the book of Ezekiel gives you the prescription? I would think so. You know why? Because David was full of the Holy Ghost. This man is not full of the Holy Ghost. He's full of error. He don't know Yahweh. Now, he's guilty. He's guilty. He wanted to know now when he went into it. He wanted to know if it was right, but he checked her all out. Nope. No, it's not right. Saturday is the day. Give me one scripture where that it says that Saturday is the seventh day. Somebody, I'm waiting on somebody. I'm waiting on somebody to tell me that Saturday is the Sabbath in the Bible. Show me one scripture. So what do lunar Sabbath keepers do on the first and the 30th days of each month? Now, that's the question. Now, this is where some differ. While everyone calls them new moon days, some keep them as an extinction of the Sabbath day on the 29th. Now, let's see now. Let me go to Acts 17. Here, Paul enters in on reasons with them 2 more days, which made 3 days for 3 Sabbath days. That's what the Bible says. Was Paul keeping the lunar Sabbath? Was the Messiah keeping the lunar Sabbath in the 7th chapter of John, where they circumcised on the 8th day, which is the day that was prescribed? But of course we wouldn't want to keep the 8th day, would we? That would be a Sabbath. Why is it that the lunar Sabbath fell on the 8th day there, and he won't take record because his Gregorian calendar doesn't acknowledge an 8th day? You see, they have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Saturday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Saturday. There's never an 8th day in their calendar. The moon moves through, he says, he goes on to say, and this is the major problem, that they have extra days in the month. What do? We sweep them under the rug? No. Wait for the renewal of the moon. Is that biblical? Well, we know we blow the shofar. We prove that. Psalms 104 and verse 19. We know that David kept it. We know that David knew when it was going to come. And we knew that he spoke about the 2nd day that he would be missed. I wonder what they were doing. Were they out working, or were they still observing the new moon of the festival of the new moon, where they were eating at Saul's table? Well, let's find out. They found David here in 1 Samuel in chapter 20, and we're going to read that. Praise Yahweh. Now, this brother won't bring that in there, but I will. You see, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to service the rest of the story. I'm here because I've turned a page in my life. I'm not a Whithorn or a Greenhorn, and I certainly am not on the take for filthy lucre. I'm here for the defense of the gospel. I'm here to hate every false way. I'm here to expose the false prophets and those who have erred from the truth and the faith. Now, let's see where we're going here. Let us come out into the field, and here we are in the 20th chapter, and we're going to start. Here about, let me see exactly what. Let's start about the 18th verse. And so Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon." Here's old Jonathan, Saul's son. He said, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and you will be missed because your seat will be empty." Now, what were they having? They were having the festival of the new moon. That's what he says here. "And on the 3rd day, go down quickly, and you shall come to the place where you hid on the day of the deed, and shall remain in the field, and let me shoot 3 arrows, 3 days." Here, they knew that David's going to be missed 3 days, and how long were they there? The regular Sabbath on the 29th, that's a regular weekly Sabbath, and then the 2 days of the changing of the moon. They didn't go back to work, or they didn't quit feasting at the king's table, and David was missed 3 days. Is that what it says here? That's what it says. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that the lying dogs, these barking, braying jackasses that break the commandments of Yahweh and going to something else. Now, here, let me show you something. Others only refrain from commerce or employment on these days, but are free to do all other manner of work, such as mowing the lawn, gardening, digging ditches, building houses, traveling, and doing housework. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Now, he's making fun here. and making light of this. But notice this. Notice this now. And I just wish I had time to pick this part real good, but I'm having to pick out a little point. This is where some differ. While everyone calls them New Moon Days, some keep them as an extension of the Sabbath day on the 29th. This presents a problem, though, because there are scriptures which show men building. Exodus chapter 40. Oh, dear one, what were they building? The tabernacle, rearing up the tabernacle on the new moon. That's the work that they did at the house. And traveling. Ezra 7 and 9. On the new moon day, they traveled. Oh, dear one, you can travel on the Sabbath day. He didn't mention that. Can't you travel on the Sabbath day? Are you frozen in time? Did something say, halt? Who goes there? You stop right now. It's Saturday evening. Or Friday evening. And it's not the Saturday evening when the Sabbath ends. You've got to stand right there and don't you move. You stay right there. See, he don't go into that. He knows that you can travel on the Sabbath, but he makes a negative point that people believe that they were traveling on the new moon. Of course they did. Don't you know it was a Sabbath day's journey? Have you ever heard that? That's on the regular weekly Sabbath. That has nothing to do with the new moon. I'm sure it's included. But see, he's making light that the new moon would be the scripture that alludes to Amos 8 and 5 when some couldn't sell their grains on the new moon day. Well, now, what are you going to do about? You can bet your bottom dollar he sells his grain on, and he also sells his lives on the new moon day. You see what I'm talking about? These evil concision, these slow bellies, these filthy lucre lovers, and these pleasers of men will not bring the scriptural calendar into view for all of you to say, oh, well, that's what I'm here for. He always blessed me with enough knowledge to tell you what's missing in the Gregorian calendar. And you know what's missing? Yahweh. Yahweh's missing in the Gregorian calendar. Yahweh is not the inventor or the originator of the Gregorian calendar, but he is the new moon. He hung her up for signs, and he said, blow the trumpet in the new moon. Who's going to do that today?
Well, now, I do acknowledge, this guy says, I do acknowledge that on the seventh month, the first month and the seventh month, that you're supposed to go by the new moon.
Well, now, wait a minute. Is this a part-time moon? In other words, they park it the other month, and they don't observe it? Yeah, that's what they do. But they'll justify doing it once or twice a year, but then other times it's just a hanging up there, a hanging out to be seen and to court by. By the full moon, you know, you go out and court your girlfriend. It's not the rest. It is not to worship Yahweh. It's not Yahweh's rest day, because Yahweh rests on Saturday. And everybody in my listening audience knows that, right? Yahweh rest on the Saturday, the Sabbath. He starts resting on Friday night at sundown, and then he goes back to work on Saturday night at sundown. He starts watering the lawns and doing everything else, and then he goes back to traveling. He don't take one step on Saturday. Not one step. Now, Yahweh don't do nothing but stand and watch everybody stand still on Saturday. They don't travel. They don't do nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, how dumb can we be? How deceived are we going to be? When are we going to confront these lying dogs, these jackals, jackasses, braying jackasses on the desert of night? When they themselves invent them a timepiece, as it's related in Daniel 7:25, they're a conspiracy. They think to change the times and the laws. Now he throws the moon plumb out of the equation. Yahweh didn't throw it out. They do. You know why? They come up some other way. Now, I know that's popular. I know that is. I know I would have a lot more listeners if I was a SDA. You know what a SDA is? Probably some dumb animal. Because Yahweh didn't invent an SDA Sabbath. You know why? Because it's not in His Word. The word Saturday is not in the Word. That says a lunar Sabbath believer will quickly point out that the moon, being one of the lights in the firmament of heaven, was created for seasons. The word translated season in the Scriptures is the Hebrew word modium, which most everyone will agree is appointed times. Most everyone? Here's the Strong's lexicon, moed. Moed, Morid, Moed, or feminine, Moeth. 2 Chronicles 8:13, from 32:59, properly an appointment, a fixed time or season, specifically a festival, conventionally a year, by implication assembly. Well, now, I don't know what we're getting here. I agree with all that, don't you? Now we will look at the second key scripture of the introduction to Yahweh's appointed times in Leviticus 23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying to them, the feast of Yahweh." Now, Sabbath ain't a feast, is which is what he's going to point out. He's trying to tell you that you're going to proclaim to be a holy convocation. These are my feasts. 6 days. Uh-oh. Shall you work, but the seventh day is a what? Solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in your dwelling. Right here it admits that the feast are the Sabbath of Yahweh. These are the appointed times. The word translated feast in verse 2 is again the Hebrew word modium. Notice that the weekly Sabbath is chiefly listed among the modium, or appointments. Nobody's arguing with that. This is a very important scripture to the lunar Sabbath believer. For them, it proves that the moon must be involved and set in the time of the weekly Sabbath. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What is the new moon? What do we blow the trumpet for? Why do we announce that day? Isn't it to start a time count? Are we to be holy? Let's see here. Numbers 29:1. In this day, let me read it to you. I'm going to get the Bible. I hate to do this, but, you know, I'm having to prove all things, so I guess we might as well go over here and pick out the book of Numbers. When it says, on the first verse, it says, today is the seventh day, or the seventh month. It's the first day of the month, and blow the shofar, and do no what kind of work? Servile. You know what servile is? For money, paid. This was the time that Yahweh said, come to my house and do a little work around the temple. That's when they tidied up the place. Or that's when they restored it or reared it up. All this is evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that the new moon is not a weekly Sabbath. It is a special time, appointed time, to begin the next month. Everybody would agree that there's 12 months in a year. By the Gregorian calendar, the moon is not involved in the timepiece in the heavens. It's completely ignored, and this idiot here is justifying the Roman Catholic calendar when he himself takes issue with the Catholic Church. You either join them or get out of them completely. Come out of her, my people, or stay in it. Now, we got the guy who calls himself the Last Day Prophet. He's a Saturday keeper. We got a lot of false Saturday keepers, and the Last Day Prophet included. You know why? Because he's not the Last Day Prophet. You know who is? You. By keeping Yahweh's commandments, you become a prophet to His word, and you stand for something rather than falling for anything, and like tradition here. The Gregorian calendar is a man-made timepiece to change times and laws. That says the logic of lunar Sabbatarians is that the moon must be used to determine the regular weekly Sabbath. Now, let's see here. I find the eighth day the only formula, explanation for the eighth-day Sabbath, and if you would like to have those scriptures, I'll do another teaching on the eighth-day Sabbath. I can prove that the eighth day on Yahweh's calendar was a Sabbath. Every eighth day, it was a Sabbath. Now, that just happens to agree with Yahweh's word. He appointed the moon for seasons. He appointed the moon for seasons. I can't get out of this, and you neither can you. Now, if the moon don't... I mean, look at your Gregorian calendar. Does it mention anywhere in the Bible... Does it mention anywhere in the Bible that the moon begins the month? No, Pastor Buddy, it doesn't. Why'd they take the moon out for? Oh, we didn't need it. We had a bunch of smart people that, you know, they got together and they figured out Yahweh's timepiece, and they discovered they didn't really need it. So it was just it was in the way. I mean, we can't blow it out of the heavens. I guess if some people could, they would, because they completely ignored it in their mind, and that's blowing it out of the heavens. You are responsible for Yahweh's timepiece. If you can't keep it, and if the truth's hid from you, it's hid from those that are lost and undone. If, by the way, that you know Yahweh's word and you know His truth, you need to walk upright and keep His commandments. If you say you love Him, and listen, the fourth commandment is a very important commandment, be not quick to forget or fail to enter into His rest. And these appointed times start with the measurement of the moon. And here you are listening to some blabbermouth false prophet taking his word that the lunar calendar says Saturday is the Sabbath. Yahweh's word don't say that anywhere. And I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice, be you a prophet or not, to refute that. You know you can't refute it because you're trying to defend something that doesn't include Yahweh's word in it. And that's what the Bible said they would do. They would change His festivals, His appointed times, and the mechanism to use it. He appointed the moon, not Pope Gregory. You lying demons, you scum that put on beautiful, well-dressed, mannered gold and attire, dress up real nice and go to church on Saturday and keep your lunar Sabbath-hating ways to yourself in there and hide behind the door and teach your people that you're keeping Saturday, but you hate the Catholic Church who brought in Sunday.
Oh, these blue laws, they're coming.
You know, one of the biggest fears of the Saturday people is watching for the people that's going to change it to Sunday. And neither one of them right. That's like jumping out of a frying pan and getting in the fire, ignoring the book of Psalms 104:19 of a Holy Ghost prophet. David wasn't the last prophet, and he knew that. He didn't claim to be the last day prophet. That's a pride thing. There ain't nobody on the earth a last day prophet. There's a lot of prophets on the earth. Most of them false. I'm going to repeat that. There's a lot of prophets on the earth, most of them, 99% of them, false. He appointed the moon for seasons.
Well, we don't need it in our calendar, Pastor Buddy. We got the Gregorian calendar, and it's the seventh day, and it's Saturday, and God rests on the Saturday, and, you know, everybody knows it. Now, all you Sunday people, you're out in the cold. If you listen to the seventh day people, it's promoting Saturday as the seventh day. That's God's rest day. He rests on the... Then you poor people on Sunday have missed the boat. Now, of course, you lunatics that keep the you know, the lunar, why, you guys could be worshiping on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, I mean, we don't know. That's confusion. That's what this guy said. This is Babylonian confusion. Oh, really? Babylonian confusion is the lunar Sabbath teaching? When the eighth day is the only acceptable day in Yahweh's Bible, that the Sabbath was on the eighth day rather than the seventh day of the Gregorian month. That's what that means. I don't mean that Yahweh's Sabbath is not on the seventh day. It is. If you keep the new moon and you go over there and do some charity work at the church, that's all right. As long as you don't work for servile gain. That's what he said in the Bible. Don't do no gain work. You can go ahead and work for me, but don't go out there and draw you a paycheck at General Motors. You see, that's the sticky point. I'm putting the grease on the wheel to tell you the Sabbath day keepers of the lunar that do not let nobody forbid you from keeping Yahweh's laws simply because it's not traditional to keep the lunar Sabbath, like this idiot is proclaiming. Now here he says, again we have the Hebrew word modim, and this verse translated seasons. For them, the scripture puts to rest any argument that the moon is not used to determine the weekly Sabbath, which is among the modim. On the surface, this might sound like pretty sound logic. On the surface now you got to look below the surface, which is what he's done. The moon is for appointments. The regular Sabbath is called an appointment in Scripture. Therefore, the moon must somehow be used to determine the regular Sabbath. Well, duh. I mean, the logic. However, here is the ill logic. However, the above logic is not based on all the facts. Okay, now we're getting the rest of it. It's important that we base our beliefs on the full counsel of Yahweh, and not on only what sounds plausible, but just looking at a few scriptures and assuming we have the truth. The logic does not center around the understanding that the moon is for appointments. This logic centers around the belief that the moon must be used in all settings for all appointments. It is very important to understand the difference. There's a difference in appointments. The Sabbath is one appointment, and the new moon is another one. Now throw the baby out with the bathwater here. If there are examples in Scripture where the moon is not used to determine an appointment, then their entire argument will fall to the ground. Why? Because we have examples in Scripture where the moon is not involved in setting some of the appointments. It proves that the moon doesn't necessarily need to be involved in the weekly Sabbath. Oh, now we're seeing the story. Let's see what it is. Oh, we've got a Scripture. Judges chapter 20, verse 38. Now they appointed the signal between the men of Israel and the men in the ambush was that there would make a great cloud of smoke rise up in the sky. In the above scripture, the word appointment is translated appointed signal. Moed. It is the singular form of modium, which comes from the same Strong's lexicon, word number, obviously, since the appointed signal was making a cloud of smoke rise up out of the city, we would have to conclude that the moon
had no involvement. Now, this is the logic that this idiot is presenting as argument against the word.
Well, see, the moon wasn't here.
They use that word appointed. And any time that they said, okay, we're gonna appoint a signal, did that say that we're going to have the moon to, we're going to offer up the moon or shoot up the moon? No, it didn't say that. For this idiot to use this as a definite proof that just because they used the word appointed didn't mean it was talking about the moon. The moon is not in question. It's the smoke of the men in the ambush that would make a great cloud of smoke. It's not talking about the moon. Talking about, we're going to light a bonfire at the appointed time. Now, in the above scripture, the word Moad is a translated appointed signal. Obviously, we can't use the moon to light a fire. Now, this is logic that this idiot, this is a purebred idiot, plain and simple. He's got no truth in this example, and yet he uses this as an example of his tearing down the doctrine of the lunar calendar. Boy, I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better have a better excuse in front of heaven than to try to use this man's logic. If you're sitting up there in your Saturday conference tuxedo of rest when Yahweh's not even acknowledging it, nowhere again in the Bible can you have such a determination by the logic that this man is using. It's asinine. It's plumb out of skelter. And Pastor Buddy's here to prove that notion wrong. You're gonna only have to check the context. Psalms 104, verse 19. It's in there. Blow the trumpet on the new moon. Nobody uses that anymore. Nobody knows. Half the people, the only time they use a new moon is when they plant or to go fishing. You better use it to set your Sabbaths and keep them holy. If not, you're going to be in trouble on Judgment Day. And all you got to look at is the book. All you got to look at, ladies and gentlemen, is the book. Where you get? Where are you at? Got a brother just give me a high five down in the great state of Louisiana. We're coming in good. Appreciate you, Brother Gary. Many blessings to you down that way, brother. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to tell you and show you that these people that would try to vaccinate you and indoctrinate you with a Gregorian calendar, when they themselves acknowledge that the Catholic Church is false. I mean, now you go cook that logic somewhere and try to smoke it in your peace pipe. Well, the Catholics had the right Bible, and they had the right day. Saturday is the Sabbath, but they changed Sunday, so therefore we criticize Sunday as not being the Sabbath. What about Monday? Well, it ain't Sabbath either. What about Tuesday? It ain't Sabbath either. So they go on down and they pick out Saturday. That's like being struck with lightning four or five times in the same place or winning the lottery. And these people are playing Russian roulette with the Gregorian calendar and trying to make you believe it. Even the false day, last day false day prophet, now he's blabbing his guns about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. You better wake up. You better get about your father's business and keep the Sabbath like Yahweh kept the Sabbath. Now, we'd like to get into a debate on this, and I've got points to prove to you. Yahweh bless you is my prayer. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we're sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, my good buddy up in the great state of Michigan, 1-800-253-2748. And Brother Mark, down in the great state of Mississippi, and Miss Audrey down there. And they are paying my radio time to tell you, to give you a choice. I want you to take a look at the scriptures. I want to be honest with you. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. If you're betting on Saturday being the Sabbath, you might want to take another look. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185, and that's on the Clear Channel, by the way. And we'll see you then on the Mighty Voice around the world on the transmitting Jewel South WWRB 3.185. I've got to get out of here and close the doors on this message tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And so then, by Yahweh's grace and through faith, we know that we're going to overcome by His testimony. He's already testified, and we're going to testify that Yahweh's the same yesterday, say it with me, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He set the moon for the appointments. You can't take it away, neither can I. Neither can their unbelief. Take heed, lest any have an unbelieving heart, fail to use the lunar to set their appointments in the heavens. Beware that you're not found by some false prophet and taken captive by their own will, by their deceit, and by their deception, lying in their own pocket. Do you ever notice these false prophets? They're always interested in their welfare, not yours. They act like they love you. All they love is your pocketbook. You bring me what you've got, and then I'll use it any way I see fit. And that means to drive their big cars right in their buy their property and put fine clothes on their back while you do without. It's not going to be that way. We'll see you next month on the 21st day of the evening of that day. We're going to begin the Feast of Tabernacles. Next week, I'm going to tell you where you can stay in the motel areas and things of this nature. I will be announcing. Don't have time tonight, but I will be where you can get you a place to stay if you don't want to camp out on the property. Hopefully, Yahweh will see to it that you have a place to stay there where you want to sleep in the tent or you want to stay in a motel. Yahweh bless you. It's my prayer, and I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time.